This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Woody, thank you, man. A lot of stuff going on here, plus our WQM party tonight that we're having. We had one, how many months ago did we have one?
I lose track of time these days.
Yeah, man. I do too. But anyway, hey, if you get a chance, we'd love to see you tonight. Starts at 6 o'clock, and we'll have TVs out there so you can...
Big screen
to watch the game, the Panthers game 3 tonight with Toronto. Desperately needing a win after 5-4 and 4-3 losses. And so we'll see. A little better Big Bob, a little better defense out in front of Big Bob would be nice tonight.
The location for that, by the way, is Tabacone at Plantation Walk.
Very nice people, by the way. Spent some time with them last year. It was great. And want to thank our main sponsor. Can't thank them enough, man. For
Ed Morse, Sawgrass Auto Mall.
Chris Atkins, the man running the show out there, does a great job. And if you're looking for a Buick, if you're looking for a Cadillac, I know a lot of my friends did the Cadillac thing, doing the Cadillac thing, Danny and Bo.
I'm going Chevy. We're buying another car from him soon here. I'm going Chevy.
Yeah, and then, Tahoes, and they got Chevy family.
I might go with the electric.
Jim, all right.
What do you think? I know you're not an electric guy. I know.
Not ready for that experience. Yeah, although everybody's showing me.
You need to burn something when you. Yeah, I feel you. I got you.
When they run out of regular gas, and I'll make that change.
When they run out of regular gas, something tells me that won't happen in your lifetime.
I hope so. Hope that's that'd be good news too, Woody.
They might have self-driving cars though before you.
Not trusting one of those.
What comes first, self-driving cars or Dolphins win a playoff game?
It's going to be close.
Yeah.
Somehow you got that in. You could not wait. We got rookie mini camp with a whole bunch of guys going to have to be on the 53-man roster.
Bro, you're going to go. You're going to get in your car in the morning. You're going to be able to take a nap. You're going to arrive at work, and you're going to come in here, and you're going to be like, boy, this Tua is so injury-prone, and we just can't win a playoff game. Yeah. Chris Greer is on his 9th chance to rebuild it.
Can you I'm pretty funny. Let's get another chance. That dark cloud is over your head, boy. We have just ruined you. There is just no belief in anything. Next thing you're going
to... Yeah, but at least you'll be in a good mood because your car drove you to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be good.
Hey, man. I don't know how much more around here they could take of me. Don't you worry, Woody. I don't know if that's going to last much longer.
I got to tell you, I got to give you a fair warning on this. Somebody actually texted in the other day. They asked if you would be willing to sign one of your cards at the event.
Yeah.
I told them absolutely.
I don't care.
I said, actually bring as much memorabilia as you want.
Anybody who wants my card, which is valued at about 9 or 10 cents, God bless you. I may kiss you with it, too. You may get a free kiss.
I got to tell you that you have a nice signature, which I appreciate. In the day of the bad signature... That's another thing that real that grinds my gears more than the athletes being late.
No, but I found
I'd rather
out why.
Be late.
I'm okay. Nobody's learning cursive in school, man.
That's not true, by the way. My 8-year-old's learning it right now.
a lot of these schools.
I mean, I'm just telling you, my 8-year-old.
All right, so I got it. Okay.
And he comes up to me yesterday. He goes, man, his cursive's hard. Yeah.
And I'm not a teacher. Matter of fact, I might call one of the great teachers in Broward County.
Yeah, I would say you're like essentially the opposite of a teacher.
No. My sister-in-law is a teacher, and I might call Michelle to find out. Because I was told the kids, they don't do anything. Everything's on a computer.
Uh-huh.
And so nobody signs their name.
I don't know if
so
that's
they just,
true. I don't
they
know.
They just do a scribble. They do one line for the first name and maybe put a little creativity, but it's basically just a swipe with a second one. So you can't read it.
I love Cam Ward, but his signature,
Woody,
it just, God, it grinds my
Woody,
gears.
Woody, have you seen the Dolphin signature? I stopped. I used to get I've autographs
them,
and
yeah.
give stuff away, and now I got guys going, is that it? Who is that? And I go, well, you can read the number, can't you? Yeah, it's bad. But they
your
don't.
Signature is nice. Dan Marino's signature, very
is
nice.
Good. Can I tell you maybe the best of everybody? Yeah. And I'm going old school.
Okay.
Bob Greasy, Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah. And by the way, he says Bob Greasy, clean mm-hmm. number 12, Hall of Fame, Super Bowl, undefeated. You get all that with his signature. I said, hey, Bob, if I bring like 10 football, this is unbelievable. Like, this is smoking. I mean, you put a little resume on that thing about what you've done.
No,
I think Bob Greasy's is, by the way, all those guys back then, you know, there was nothing, no computers, and they were, that's what.
All the guys sign, I mean, really nicely, the older guys. Like, I've seen Alonzo Mourning signs really nicely. Glenn Rice signs for all the kids at camp. His signature's really nice.
Yeah,
like,
but there's all guys that they didn't grow up on a computer, man, where you know everything's done on your laptop at school.
I think they're still teaching kids how to write, aren't they? Like, to write their own name?
Can somebody please tell us whether
your
kids are learning?
I'm telling you, my son last night, I didn't know we were going to talk about this today. I just telling you, I think they still learn how to write. It's kind of an important part of being literate, isn't it?
Well, we're not. I wouldn't go that far. I'm not.
I can sign my name. Like, if you asked me to write a paragraph in cursive right now, I'd probably struggle. It does. You know, I'll be honest. It feels awkward picking up a pen these days. But
when we were growing up, nobody said, "Please print this." I didn't get that. And if your stuff was real bad, they go, "You got to do better than that." That's just not. You need to practice more because that's sloppy. And you're like, "Oh my God." Really?
MJ put a 23 in his signature. I'm trying to think. I have an MJ signature at home. I don't know.
All I asked
is my kid goes to public or private school. Are they not public schools not teaching kids how to write?
I don't know. I'm not even talking about writing. I'm talking about.
Someone says Justin Herbert is one of the nicest autos. Some guys do. Like, some guys have nice signatures. And it is funny because the signatures will change over time. Like, Patrick Mahomes used to write his name. Now he just does like a P, a little squiggle, and an M with a squiggle.
Well, he wants to get through.
Tom Brady knows how to sign his name.
He wants to get through that line quickly.
Remember Tom Brady had that whole issue where he signed, did that crappy signature on all, he ruined all those people's memorabilia. Remember, it was the thing down here.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember
yeah.
all those people showed up, they bought the ticket just to get the signature, and they brought like all this stuff they weren't supposed to bring, and then he ruined it. Ruined all their stuff because he didn't want to sign it.
Well, he didn't think he was going to sign it, right? He was led to believe by the promoter that wasn't part of the deal.
Yeah, I was supposed to sign, like, the book, the pre-authorized book, and all these people brought all this, like, different stuff, but.
Woody, we have.
I got to find this out, by the way. Now I'm very intrigued.
I'm going to make a call.
Can you do that?
Well, I can call my sister-in-law and ask her.
I'm a PE teacher at an elementary school. They don't really use it, so it gets kind of gets lost. Okay.
What's that mean? Like, kind of, you don't you have a class and you either go, hey, we're going to teach you print and we're going to teach you cursive, or you don't?
I wish they would do this.
Or how about, like, just your signature? Teaching. Your signature's kind of important. And
yeah, I don't know why they're not
teaching
kids
how to
read
their
names.
I don't know.
Now, I will tell you, in fairness, like, a lot of the stuff is now digital. You just sign it.
That's what I mean.
You just type your name in it, yeah.
Talk about sloppy. How about that finger signature you do on stuff?
That
gets brutal. I go, hey, man, that's not my signature. That's the closest
Especially
thing I
you
can
got
do.
Got big fingers.
Yeah, that was not going to work. All right, I'll tell you what is going to work. It's Friday, and nobody can mess up your Friday, folks. Nobody can mess it up as we are rolling along. I still am really curious, and I know everybody's telling me, Joe, wait on Jalen Ramsey. Don't worry. They're going to get rid of him but they're trying to save some money. It's going to happen after whatever that June date is that's coming up to save some more money for next year on the hit. And I'm like, no, I'm not even talking about that part. I'm just realizing that if we were to start right now, and I know it's, we got a few months and it's just rookie camp, and I know we still got a few months before real camp starts, but do you realize what your starting corners and your nickel would look like if you were to play right now? Your play right now with the rookies.
Yeah, you asked me this during the break. It's concerning.
Kohu, I don't know where, but he probably picks the one or the whatever, the number one guy. It's Kohu. Duck. Storm Duck.
Duck.
And Cam Smith. That's your three most experienced guys that you have to line up right now. Now, I think there's a lot more work, and I don't think they're going to do it. But so I'm not – I didn't just press the alarm, okay? It's too early for the alarm. But I'm just saying when they all line up out there and they're doing their OTAs, Kohu, Duck, and Smith are your guys. Kohu,
I mean, you act like you're Duck. Surprised, but you knew this was going to be – What did you think they were going to do?
No, I knew they couldn't fill
you
every area.
There was some
area.
Free agent. That, I mean, Chris did say that in fairness.
Well, there are some guys out there. I just don't know, like everybody. I don't know what they have left. And I'm guessing
probably not a whole lot.
Part of it is money. But this is the with the veterans that are out there that are left. People do need to understand. Either lack of stats, gave up. Completion too high against them, where teams said, that's enough. We're going to pass. We're going to go a different direction. Injury, severe injury, or just old. Just guys that have just gotten 34, 35 years old. I think Stephon Gilmore has been unbelievable. I really do. But Stephon Gilmore, I think, is 35 years old. You got, I don't know, are they just going to go with these young guys and go, we're going to have growing pains and the upside of them is the way to go? And a lot of that will come down to Anthony Weaver, but I really believe they're going to add some of these guys that we're talking about that they're going to try to get on the cheap. I know one thing, they don't want to spend like 1 year, $15 million for a cornerback. All right, we're going to go to break. Enough of that. Enough of that for now, but it is Friday, man. Don't let anybody mess it up, and I hope we get to see you tonight at our QAM party in Plantation. We'll be telling you more about that coming up here. But first, before we do anything else, I do want to talk about something nobody likes to hear about, sports-related injuries. Bottom line is, and you know this, and I know it, your kids know it, if you're competitive in a team or individual sport, sooner or later, everybody gets injured. It sure is nice to have, though, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, a Baptist Health South Florida, has put together an all-star lineup of specialists, team doctors that all work together, coordinate to get you taken care of quickly with the best doctors. I can't do any better than that. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors that take care of their team every day. Let's talk about those specialists. How do you get to be a top sports medicine program? You have to have specialists for every part of the body. Anything that can be injured in sports, we are ready to go. Any kind of knee injury, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, you can go on and on. These doctors are good, man. I mean, really good. And we got three great facilities to go with it. We actually have a lot of good facilities, but for sports-related injuries, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables been around. Three injuries down there that I've been down there for surgeries. Hard Rock Stadium, I have not had to use it, but the training facility. And 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Yes, I've had to use that place too. Hey, Broward, it's easy to get to. I mean, right off 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Dr. Swartzen's up there. He's getting ready for that game tonight and probably working all day. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Hey, welcome back. Good morning to everybody, and hopefully you got some plans this weekend. Enjoy yourself a little bit. Get out, and hopefully you have some nice weather, at least part of the day, to get I don't mind that during the summer, that half-day thing that goes on. And I know it gets hot. A lot of you don't like it really hot, and I happen to be a weirdo, and I just like to get a massive sweat when you walk and get all the junk out of my system, whatever's in there. But, yeah, anyway. Woody, we got last night, Jimmy Butler had to run the show. No Steph Curry. 6 for 13, 17 points. They lose by 24 points. They got beat up pretty good by Minnesota. That series now tied at one apiece. We've got
They're not going to win that series if Steph doesn't come back.
It's hard to imagine.
They went from, say, one week to now he doesn't have a target date. I don't know. Those hamstring things are not good, though. I do know that.
Boy. So this is the only problem. You know, he had the rest days. For everybody hates the rest days. They weren't letting him play back-to-back games till at the end of the year when they got Jimmy. They were such a hole that he ended up playing just about every game. And his body's breaking down. He's 36 years old, playing a lot of basketball. He's had some huge games. He's played great. But you break down. And so I can't imagine how they win. If they win, Jimmy Butler's going to have to do some. You talk about heavy lifting he did to get us to the finals that year against Denver. Jimmy Butler's going to have to do. He's going to have to pull that show if they're going to have a chance to win. They just have a bunch of guys like we did back then that were up and down, and there's going to be nights. Remember those nights Jimmy used to get 40 points or 35 points and make a ton of free throws? He's going to have to start playing like that. He can't go 6 for 13 at Golden State when they take these next two games at San Francisco for 17 points. That's not going to work. That is not going to work unless you get a whole bunch of guys we don't know anything about to get real consistent and start scoring, because Steph Curry, most nights, has been leading his team with some big, big numbers. So anyway, we got Pat Riley. I think we're all excited because nobody knows for sure. I'm sitting here in a debate with Woody this morning. I have no idea what Pat Riley's game plan is. I got to tell you, man, that Pat Riley turning 80 years old just snuck up on him, right? It was his 80th birthday, Woody, is that right? Didn't we go through the 80th birthday here? I'm pretty sure it was. Because I remember singing happy birthday to him on at age 60, and NBC had to pay $800 for the rights because I sang the whole friggin' song.
Yeah, back in March, he turned 80, yep.
Somebody owns friggin' happy birthday, too.
A couple months ago.
Yeah. So Pat Riley is going to have this press conference. And
by the way, Spo is 54.
Yeah, Spo's.
He's getting up there, too.
Spo looks like he still likes coaching. For everybody, I know Stephen.
They want to throw him in the front office.
Stephen A. is trying to make him the next president, next Pat Riley, and
Everyone's got the answers, man.
I will tell you one thing. There's very few people, no matter what happens, that don't say that Eric Spoelstra is one of the best in the business, if not the best coach in the business. Nobody's going, he's not getting the most out of his team. His team quit on him, although when you lose by 55, it feels like you quit. I understand that. But, no, Spoelstra's been great, but Pat Riley – the noise from former players that don't like Pat Riley, Paul Pierce, and some of the other guys out there have said, Pat Riley's, you know, passed him by, and all the stuff you say when a guy gets older, right? Pat's going to have to give an idea what he's thinking from a health standpoint and, you know, how he feels still coming in. But I'm convinced, man, Pat Riley is doing this for two reasons. Two reasons he's still doing it. He loves it. He still enjoys coming in and running the show. And obviously, it's been a great organization. It has been a great organization. Even though they haven't had great success the last couple of years, it's been a great organization. One of the best in professional sports till recently. And the second one is Pat Riley really has no hobbies. He really doesn't. I thought at one point, I've said this over and over, and a lot of people that know Pat thought he's going to go back to L.A., live there pretty much full-time, although Pat Riley's got plenty of money to have his two places in Malibu and also here in Dade County. But a lot of people thought he was going to go back, and Jeannie Buss was going to call him and say, hey, Pat, can we use you as a consultant to kind of help us out? Because they were a mess for a long time. And Pat would be out there with all his buddies, all the guys he lived by, and he had all those cars, right? Didn't at one time, Pat, somebody opened up, and Pat got to see, everybody got to see Pat Riley's collection of older classics, cars. And so I thought he's going to be gone. I thought, man, he's going back to California. And he never left. And he's still working. He didn't even just – obviously really enjoys what he's doing. Hey, it's not about the money. On behalf of Pat Riley, even if he made 25 bad investments, Pat Riley got more money. I'm guessing Pat Riley money makes is like we found out Belichick's made $200 million or worth $200 million. I'm guessing Pat Riley's right up there doing just fine for himself. This is what he wants to do, though. He wants to show up. He wants to be around young guys. He exposes his guy.
Google said he's worth about $120 million.
Okay, I was wrong.
That's still a lot.
I know. I said it with sarcasm. All right, I was off a little bit. I got to tell you, man, if you were a coach, what do you think Spo? Spo's got a $100 million contract. Can you imagine if Spo keeps coaching through this contract and goes one more and I'm done? Spo's going to be a $200 million head coach. And by the way, they don't pay him here and he wants to go somewhere else, he can. If he likes it here, they'll, I'm sure, move him into president land or somewhere where he can, you know, still be heavily involved with this organization if that's what he wants to do. And sure, some of that will have to do with location of the ex and the kids and all those things that come into play as well behind the scenes. But yeah, Pat's it's an interesting one, man, because honestly, we don't talk about guys in their 80s still in sports. Hell, owners are selling their teams by the time they're 80, right? A lot of them. Not Mr. Ross. That thing's staying in the family. But this thing with Pat today will be fun. It's always entertaining. I got a feeling he's still going to come out and still say some things. Go, oh, okay. That'll get everybody's attention away for tonight when all the shows start at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock on sports shows on Fox and ESPN will run them, and Pat Riley will be. And everybody can rip Pat Riley for whatever he says, and I'm sure, because everybody's – seems to be loving Jimmy Butler and Jimmy Butler. And, of course, players aren't going to rip other players. And former players very seldom rip active players, too, that are doing these shows. But, yeah, we're all kind of can't wait. And by the way, you can hear it here on WQM. Tobin, Leroy, and those guys will have it on during their show. So you can hear it. And then they'll be with us tonight, man, because we got a little QAM party in Plantation tonight. Going back to the location, which, by the way, got plenty of room for a lot of people. Come out and have a drink or a water, whatever you're drinking, and hang out with us. We'll have the Panthers game on, game three on tonight against the Maple Leafs as well. So you'll be able to watch it, hang out, and talk to all the people from your favorite shows if you want. So come out, do a little bonding, and hang out with us tonight. Hopefully you'll be able to do it, and we get a win. We could really use that win tonight. Tell you what else we can use, a break. We appreciate everybody being with us today. We do have a lot of stuff. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning. Perk's getting ready for today. the media gets a chance to talk to the rookie class and all the rookie free agents as well. And maybe the coach and the group out there will talk about this as really their first chance to be together. All the rookies will meet each other, meet their coaches, and get to work. And, boy, I'll tell you what, this rookie class, fellas, get ready because we need you. We need a bunch of you guys to play and add depth to this team, if not start. Tell you what, you don't need any help when you talk about the main man, Anthony Caliendo. South Florida, I want to let you know, the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts, would love to sell your business. If you're getting ready to put it up, not sure where you're going to go yet, not sure who you're going to have do it, Anthony Caliendo got a big personality. More importantly, he can back it up with quality work and sell your business for a lot of money. And if you're just going through the process right now and you're going, well, do I want to sell it or not? And so you just, Anthony always says this to all of them. Hey, you got to ask yourself a couple questions. Are you tired of all the stress right now? Is it starting to bother you? Are you tired of all the risk and you're worried about that? Are you tired about the competition? Used to be just you and one other person doing what you do for a living. Now there's like eight of you. Are you tired of all the employees? Are you tired of just being tired and your wife's tired of hearing about it? Hey, maybe it's time to sell. And if you said yes to this, Anthony Caliendo would love to market your business and sell it for a lot of money. That's what he does. And he wants to let you know he's already got a lot of buyers looking to buy businesses just like yours. People said, we live in South Florida. We'd like to buy anything like this. We'd be interested in buying. Go to 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Get the process started. That's 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, specializing in selling your business for a lot of money. By the way, a lot of people that own a business right now have no idea what it's worth. But the main man does. He'll sit down, evaluate it, give $2,500 value for free to you. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo, the main man, or visit the web at themainman.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today? Some kind of positive, no like rain and dark clouds over your head stuff. Can you positive stuff today?
Try. Well, this is good news for some people here. Tom Brady, Steph Curry, Naomi Osaka, and others, including Udonis Haslam, are going to slide on this FTX thing. Remember, they were trying to go after all these guys because they promoted FTX. Sam Bankman-Fried company there, the crypto company.
Yeah.
People said, like, you know, they should have known. They kind of do.
They didn't have to get. They have to give the money back, or did they?
Well, I assume they had to give the money back a long time ago. But you know what, man? Here's the thing. Like, I don't think those guys could have known. That guy grifted everyone. Like, I give the athletes a pass on this one. I don't think they were intentionally promoting something they thought would.
He's a weird-looking dude, man. I tell you what, when they start doing business.
Yeah, I know.
Him.
His story is absolutely fascinating, by the way. There's a bunch of documentaries on him. Incredibly fascinating. I, like, highly suggest you watch it.
I will. See,
he really
might be interested in something
like that. Like a guy that looks
dude.
Like that.
Yeah.
He's ugly as hell. His girlfriend looks like she was from Mars. And then for him to be able to dupe all these people, it's truly a remarkable story.
We got everybody, too.
No personality. And he threw that. You got to see the parties this guy threw. They were unbelievable.
Yeah.
Celebrities and... But he was using stolen money, essentially,
yeah,
to do
right.
it. So always good when you can do that, right?
All right,
speaking
so
of big money, Joe.
Yeah.
The Knicks will host a playoff game on Saturday against the Pacers. They are up 2-0. Or the Celtics, excuse me. The Celtics. They are up 2-0.
Yeah.
And any idea what the get-in price?
I'm just, from tickets, I'm guessing 600.
You are looking at about $700. Just to walk in the door, to sit in the rafters at Madison Square Garden. Tickets spiked heavily, they said, after the Knicks won the last game in Boston. And fans just they want to get out there and see this thing here. This could be a massive upset in this series.
You know what's amazing?
Knicks are able to pull it off.
The Pacers and the Knicks in the finals, in the Eastern Conference final, just does it. Just wow.
So the average ticket price for this game, Joe, is $1,530. Well, that is insane. That is so the highest average ticket sold for Madison Square Garden for a Knicks game this year was when LeBron was in town. The average ticket price for that game was $636.
Well, listen, those New York Knicks fans, especially the celebrities, have been waiting for something like this. So I'm guessing these games, the rivalry between New York and Boston, it's
yeah. Tickets went up 59% after they won. They had their comeback. Pretty crazy.
You don't think it's over yet, do you?
That series? No. I actually think the Celtics will take the next game. I think the Celtics and Cavs.
I'd like to see if Jason Tatum's going to show up because nobody's seen him the first couple of games here.
I know. But he kind of erased all that when they won a championship. But I think the Celtics and the Cavs are both not going to go down 3-0, right?
No, there's no right.
It seems unlikely, but yeah, I know you're right. There is no right. I don't know.
Nobody thought they're both going to be 2-0. There's nobody out there. No brainy sports person on TV goes, yep, hey, don't worry about it. Pacers are going to go on the road and win the first two, and so are the Knicks.
The league desperately needs this, though. They need those teams to win a game here. Make these series a little intriguing. All right, this is funny. This kind of syncs up with everything we've been talking about here.
Late.
Kind of, actually. Charles Barkley. On TNT, Joe. Here's Barkley talking about athletes and players not wanting to be coached.
I'm trying to read your body language here.
I can't even believe you asked that question. To be honest with you, like Ernie, this man is coaching his team. The notion that today's players are such wussies that they can't get criticized is so crazy to me. Every bad player and every great player should want to get coached. And it's not criticism, it's coaching. And it's so frustrating when people are like, man, I can't believe he called out this guy. I'm like, that's his job.
What like, question can you not believe
that you had to ask the question.
And I'm not taking that you. I'm talking about like, yo, man, he played awful.
Yeah.
And first of all, he invited the smoke. We want the Warriors. We can say whenever it was, he is one of the best players in the league. He can't score one point in a home opener of a series without Steph Curry. He said he's the leader. People gonna follow him. That's the bad thing about being a man. They gonna follow you good or bad. And what he was trying to say was, when Anthony was struggling, his energy was down.
The light went out, as he said.
And the rest of the team followed.
Yeah.
Because they were down 10 before Steph got hurt. But the notion, I get so frustrated, like, no, man, coach your team. Get on everybody's ass. That's part of coaching. Don't worry about hurting. That's the thing I love about Greg Popovich. Tim Duncan and Ginobili and Parker, all and Dave Robinson, yelled at all of us.
Yeah.
Because what that does is, as a coach, it keeps your credibility. Because if you ain't going to yell at me and Shaq, you can't yell at Kenny. You can't do that. You can't yell at the guys. You say, Anthony can get away with anything. You ain't going to never win like that if you let your best player get away with stuff.
We're talking about Anthony Edwards there.
I was thinking a lot of teams.
It's funny. That's exactly what we've been talking about, though.
So Coach Pop is, those days are done with what he got away with, right?
Talking about it with Riley. We've been talking about it with the Dolphins.
But you're right. Tim Duncan is one of the greatest players of all time, and he got after him pretty good.
It's different, man.
As one of the greatest players ever.
It's gotten to Barkley now.
I agree with it. You should be able to critique and say things about, hey, listen, our best players need to play their best. I thought he was talking about Riley for a sec when that thing started.
Mm-hmm.
Called them wussies, huh?
All right, and our final one here, Joe. I don't know. You got to help me on this one. Topps, I don't know if they've gone too far with this, but you know how Topps now commemorates current moments in sports?
Yeah.
If you go to the Topps website, you can buy a new Topps Now card of Pope Leo, who is the new Pope here.
He's a Cubs or a White Sox fan. They're not sure which.
Yeah, they are available until Sunday at 3:45. The card is selling for $8.99. There are different image variations of the card. There are also numbered parallels. And I don't know, man. This is kind of up your alley.
Not really.
I don't know much about this, but
I'm probably not the greatest Catholic to be going around talking about these kind of things. I do have one thing I'd like to see the new Pope do, though.
Okay.
Like, when you go in to get a confession, I'd like to close it back up where you can't see the priest. Man, you can't spill your guts and see that guy.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, you didn't have to see him, so I always thought, like, he didn't know who it is while I'm telling him things I've done, you know?
So you're like the anonymous source that rips Shador Sanders.
So now, so you could just say, and son, you know, and then you always felt like he didn't know who it was, even though probably did, but you didn't. Now you got to, like, I go to my last one. It's been years since I went to a confession. And I go, hey, to the team priest. Oh, it was a bad one too, Woody. I don't want to tell you what it was, a bad one. So I said to him, I said, hey, Father, I do a confession with you. I need to talk. He goes, no, just do it here. That's what we do now. We don't do that anymore. Oh, no, I'm not facing you. Face to face. No. So I'd like to get a backwards kind of private.
You going to buy any of those cards?
No.
By the way, I saw the article, and I went to Topps. I had to go to Topps website to make sure it's real.
Yeah.
It is?
Okay.
It's up there. $9 a card.
All right. Powerful position being the Pope.
Someone said they agree with you about confessions.
Really? Yeah. Nobody ever agrees on any of my takes. That's amazing. Well, I'll tell you what. That was about it. Yeah. That was about it for me. That just about. I think I've broken just about every rule there is in the Catholic Church. I'm sitting there with my wife and watching everybody going,
Well, at least you go.
Should I be here right now?
Really?
Nah, I don't go all the time.
I'd be a fraud for people
might be listening going, yeah, I saw him at friggin' Christmas and Easter. That doesn't make him a Catholic.
You go on the big holidays. That's okay.
I'm a big holiday guy.
Yeah, most of us.
You'd see Father Ed, say hello to my good friend Father Ed out in front. He busts me. You know, he's there every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of masses he's
Nothing
doing.
Nothing wrong with just observing the big holidays.
Father, I'm just here for big games, man. You know how that works with me. Try to sell one that.
When do you know you're supposed to go on Sundays, right? Sundays you're busy.
No, don't try to make excuses.
But you got the Dolphins games, and then, you know, other Sundays you're probably sitting at home stewing about the Dolphins. So
you just told me you think I take the games way too hard. I couldn't believe that. All right,
well,
the
problem is you at some point you have to expect it.
You can't go to
you
win
just
the
go,
game.
You're so optimistic that things are going to turn around. And it's like it's just not going to happen.
When you do a game, you're always going, hey, if this happens today, this happens, we can win this game.
You realize you've cost me money?
All right, we're going
you tell
to break.
Me, I think it was it the Seattle? Oh, they're going to get this one. They go up there and they get waxed. Like,
well, I didn't know Skyler was not going
to. For a guy who's around the team, you certainly have a bad read on some of these games.
Skyler fooled everybody. All right, hey, man, we got to go to break. Beverly's Jewelers not going to break. They want to let you know Mother's Day is coming on Sunday. And Jeff and Amanda and that great staff are going, come on in, last second birthday, last minute anniversary, last second Mother's Day. We got something perfect for that she's absolutely going to love. Come on in. We'll show you what we have. We'd love to see you. Boy, I've been going there for more than 30 years, going to Beverly's Jewelers. And I want to talk about the diamond engagement ring because that is their specialty. And they got a special. If you want to pop the big question, you can't wait much longer. You're running out of time. She desperately wants a ring. You can get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond VVS Clarity e-color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. That'll cover because you were I know what you were thinking, $40,000, $50,000, $30,000 you're going to be paying for it for the next 10 years. No, we got this for you. Choose from all shapes, larger sizes available, similar savings, but hurry. This deal is not going to last forever. Hey, Also, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers. Like I said, I've been going there a long time in Fort Lauderdale, off Commercial Boulevard. My car just goes there on its own. It knows how to get there. Or you can go online to bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.